Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Let me explain why the Trump administration is walking into a war trap with Iran. A trap that actually Israel is springing on America. And this is going to end up costing the lives of many American soldiers, probably thousands of them, possibly even tens of thousands, that are currently stationed in military bases across the Middle East, not far from Iran, certainly within missile striking distance. So let's back up and understand a very important point here, that the military intelligence community, when it came to Russia versus Ukraine, the military intelligence community constantly lied to not only the Biden White House, but also lied to the press and lied to the world, claiming that Russia was weak and that all we needed to do was provide some ammunition and weapons to Ukraine, and Russia would be defeated very quickly. We were told this repeatedly. We were told all kinds of lies that, oh, Russia had run out of missiles. Russia had run out of men. Russia had lost morale. That Russia couldn't manufacture artillery shells. You know, everything you can think of. Oh, Russia's run out of tanks, you know. All lies, nothing but lies over and over, and predictable lies, of course, because the purpose was always the same. It was to try to claim that Russia was weak, and therefore, if the Western countries would just provide more money, more weapons, and the money was all just a slush fund operation with kickbacks out of Ukraine, of course, but the thinking was if the Western countries just supplied more money and weapons, that Ukraine could defeat Russia, and it would be easy. We now know, of course, that that was all utter nonsense. It was just NATO propaganda lying about the status of the war with Ukraine, lying about Russia's strengths or weaknesses, etc. And we also know, thanks to a recent New York Times article that admitted all of this, finally, after years of the rest of us stating the obvious, we know that it was the USA that ran the war in Ukraine. It was U.S. intelligence, it was U.S. weapons, it was U.S. targeting, it was U.S. training, etc. And even U.S. soldiers, actually. They were running the HIMARS missile systems, for example. Actual U.S. personnel that would, you know, resign from the military and then they would be hired as contractors, but they're not technically in the military anymore. But yeah, it was U.S. soldiers running the whole thing. Well, this means that Russia defeated the U.S. in Ukraine. U.S. got its ass handed to it by a military that the West said was weak. Think about that. Well, the exact same thing is now happening with Iran. Exact same thing. So Trump is being told by his advisors, many of whom are just dishonest warmongers and liars, you know, neocons, right? He's being told by them that Iran is weak. He's being told that all you have to do is bomb Iran and you'll be able to topple the regime and end Iran forever. And he believes it. Apparently, he believes it because he's threatening to bomb Iran. And he's doing this at the behest of Israel, of course. And Israel knows that Iran can't be toppled with one bombing run. But Israel wants the United States to be swept into the war. And that's the easiest way for Israel to make that happen, is to get the U.S. involved in a bombing raid and then to see Iran retaliate against the United States by launching missiles at the U.S. military bases in the surrounding regions, a cluster of which is located right near Kuwait and, of course, in Iraq. And there are bases in other places in, you know, Jordan and even in Syria, Afghanistan. I mean, different kinds of operations in different countries, right? Some of them official, some of them not. But there's a big cluster right there where Kuwait is. And so if Trump tries to roll in and bomb Iran, then not only is Trump likely to lose maybe some U.S. stealth bombers, but also then Iran will retaliate and hit those bases, and that will cause U.S. soldiers to be killed, and that will sweep the U.S. public into an emotional state where they will support a much larger war against Iran, which is exactly what Israel wants. Israel wants Americans to bleed and die on the battlefields of the Middle East on behalf of Israel, obviously. So this is, in essence, from one point of view, this is bait. You know, the U.S. soldiers that are stationed there right now are bait. And the idea is to see how many of them can get killed so that they can have a backlash against Iran. They can have really strong, let's say, anti-Iranian sentiment in the U.S., which is exactly the playbook that we saw in 2022 with the anti-Russian sentiment, right? After Russia launched its special military operation, what did you hear across the U.S. media? Oh, all Russians are bad and Russian people are bad. And we have to ban Russian artists and Russian race car drivers. We have to ban Russian tennis players because Russians are so evil and bad. And Putin is a thug. And Russia is a backwards country that's just centuries behind. And they're evil and they don't know what they're doing. Yeah, all lies, of course. Russia today is actually a far more advanced nation than is the United States. There's no comparison. Russian cities are clean. There's not a crime problem on the streets of Russia. They're not mutilating children because of LGBT in Russia. I mean, Russia's not perfect, but, you know, I interviewed a guy who lived in Russia for 6 months, and he said if he had children, he would move to Russia to raise them there because it's a child-friendly place. It's a family-friendly place. And that's not true in most U.S. cities or any U.S. city. So Russia is actually way more advanced than the United States. But Trump thinks that the U.S. can do anything it wants and that no one can stop the U.S. And that's going to lead to horrible miscalculations. Yeah, where Trump thinks that, you know, Iran has no air defense system that really functions or that Iran cannot retaliate, etc. That's going to cause Trump to green light actions against Iran that will fail. They will fail to topple the leadership of Iran. They will fail to stop Iran's military efforts. And ultimately, I mean, they will fail to defeat Iran and they will fail to protect Israel because ultimately, where this is going is that Iran is going to assemble atomic weapons, you know, sort of early stage nuclear weapons. They're probably not thermonuclear bombs, but they're atomic bombs that can still do a lot of damage. And Iran has the capability to affix them onto ballistic missiles and even hypersonic missiles that Israel can't stop, and nor can the U.S. Navy. So Iran is almost certainly going to retaliate with probably nuclear weapons. Or if not nuclear, then a barrage of kinetic weapons that will destroy U.S. military bases across the Middle East. And frankly, the U.S. Navy may be at risk as well. Because many Navy ships that are in that region right now, they are within striking range of Iranian ballistic missiles that could be carrying, again, nuclear warheads. And a nuclear warhead doesn't even have to hit the ship, obviously. It only has to detonate over the ship or a group of ships, and it can sink many ships all at once with one detonation. And it can subject potentially 10,000 plus U.S. sailors to lethal levels of radiation exposure, even if the ships aren't completely destroyed. So yeah, I think Iran has that kind of weapon system, and I think that they are ready to use it. And Trump doesn't think they have it. Trump doesn't think Iran is capable. Like a lot of Americans, Trump probably thinks that Persia is still just a bunch of goat herders wearing sandals or something. Or they think that about Turkey, too. They think Turkey is just this kind of backwoods, you know, religious fundamentalism, Islam country where, you know, like a scene out of the Old Testament of the Bible or something. But, well, I guess Islam is more recent than the Old Testament. But the image that most Americans have of Middle Eastern nations is so wrong. It's completely outmoded. Turkey is a very advanced nation with advanced weapon systems, with advanced drones, and they manufacture some of the most advanced military drones in the world. And Iran, same thing. Iran is rich with mathematicians and rich with engineers, and they're able to engineer all kinds of weapon systems and drones and autonomous attack systems. You know, the Iranian people are not stupid people. The very cradle of civilization as we know it today came from that region. So if you're writing off Iran as just a bunch of sort of Middle Eastern country bumpkins who can't do math, you know, you're kidding yourself. It's the Americans that can't do math. It's the Americans that are hardly graduating any competent engineers because the universities are all woke-tard indoctrination centers. Well, that's not the way it works in Iran. They can actually do math. Same thing in Russia. They know how to do math. They're engineers. They are smart, capable people. But Trump is being misled by his own advisors, as usual, who are convincing him that Iran can be easily defeated. So the most likely outcome of this is that, yes, well, first, Iran is not going to agree to the demands of Trump. That's my first prediction. Iran will tell Trump, go pound sand. We're not going to negotiate with you. We don't trust you because you're not a trustworthy partner, period. Which Russia also realizes that as well. You know, the Minsk Accords, whatever, you know, America and the West, sure, they'll reach an agreement, but they'll never keep the agreement. They won't keep their word, in other words. The U.S. does not have integrity in any kind of international agreements. So Iran's going to say, it's pointless to negotiate with you because even if you agree to something, we can't trust your word. Your word has zero value in the international community. You're not a trustworthy partner, right? So in response to that, Trump is going to say, well, we're going to bomb you. And by what legal basis will Trump make this argument? What legal right does the United States have to bomb Iran? There is no legal argument. Iran is no threat to America. Iran's not threatening to assault America, to attack America, to land ships on the shores of America, you know, nothing like that. Iran is no threat to America. So Trump's basis is entirely that, you know, he's Netanyahu's little bitch. And Netanyahu wants us to attack Iran. So the United States is the proxy for Israel to try to damage Iran. And Trump is playing right into that. Even though, again, there's no legal basis for attacking Iran. It's a war crime to do so. It's not self-defense from America to attack Iran. There's no legal basis, even under international law, there's no legal basis whatsoever for the United States to bomb Iran. But Trump's going to do it anyway. You know, the peace president. Peace through bombing. So, yeah, they're going to bomb Iran. That's coming too. And they're going to be big bombs. And there's going to be a lot of images of damage and fireballs in the middle of the night. You know, it'll happen at 3 or 4 in the morning. And for a while, Iran will have no functioning power grid because they're going to hit the power stations. They're going to hit the communications infrastructure. They're going to hit, you know, military bases, ammo depots, transportation, ports, you know, everything. Because this is what the U.S. empire does. This is what we did to Iraq a few decades ago. Just destroy infrastructure, cause mass death of women and children and civilians and call it a victory. You know, Madeleine Albright, that's what she did. It's a victory. Yeah, it was worth it. Totally. Hillary Clinton, you know, same thing. Oh, yeah, we came, we saw, we conquered, we killed. Woo! Go Merca, right? But this attack result will be short-lived because Iran will get back online very quickly. You know, within a couple of weeks, power grid will work again. Most people will not be dead. You know, they're not even going to kill 1% of the population of Iran in a strike like that. And they're probably not going to be able to take out the underground bases where the weapons are and the nukes and the ballistic missiles and everything. They're not going to be able to take that out. It's too deep. And in the meantime, probably the U.S. will lose some assets, maybe a stealth bomber or two or something else will be lost in all of this. And then Iran is going to retaliate. Actually, they'll retaliate pretty quickly, within probably a matter of days. And that retaliation will see massive missile strikes across military bases of the U.S. across the Middle East. And we'll start to see casualties in the hundreds and then possibly in the thousands, because there are over 55,000 U.S. soldiers stationed in the region who are right there vulnerable to attacks from Iran. And no, there's no adequate anti-air defense protection systems at those U.S. bases. There might be a few Patriot missile batteries here and there with very low success rates. So there might be some interdiction of incoming missiles, but it won't be very impressive. And the bottom line is, U.S. military bases are going to get hit. So body bags will start coming home to America. And then you're going to see Trump order the media, don't show images of coffins draped with flags. Don't acknowledge any deaths of American soldiers. And then all these parents in America whose sons and daughters have been blown up in the Middle East, they're going to get letters, your son died in a training accident. Yeah, training accident, right. They all died in training accidents, huh? There's like 10,000 training accidents for some reason among all the people deployed in the Middle East. Yeah, because we're going to be lied to. We're going to be lied to by the same lying government that has always been in charge, pushing war, pushing conflict, and lying to us about what's really happening. And maybe a naval ship gets destroyed and it sinks to the bottom of the Arabian Sea or something. Well, we'll be told, there was a naval training accident. Yeah, we accidentally collided two of our ships and one of them sank. They will never acknowledge that Iran destroyed a naval vessel. Never. And then probably Russia is going to get involved, because Russia is going to say, well, we can't let Iran just be destroyed. Iran's a major trading partner. Iran is a buyer of, minerals and fertilizer and some forms of energy and technology, etc., medical tech. And Russia needs Iran as a trading partner and as a gateway to the Middle East, So Russia's probably going to get involved in some way, maybe kinetically, and that's when you'll start to see Russian missiles like Oreshnik missile systems taking out U.S. bases, or thermobaric missile warheads, or possibly, if it gets bad, nuclear. And then we'll be in a nuclear war in the Middle East, and most U.S. soldiers could die, and many U.S. naval vessels could be totally destroyed. And Iran could be hurt, but not destroyed, because you really can't destroy Iran, even with nukes, you can't destroy it. And in the middle of all this, what do you think is going to happen to Israel? Well, probably Yemen will keep launching missiles at Israel. Probably Iran will launch missiles at Israel. Maybe in Lebanon, maybe Hezbollah will launch more missiles. Maybe Turkey will get involved. This threatens massive escalation across the Middle East. Because, once somebody pulls the pin out of the hand grenade, everybody starts pulling pins. Oh, you want to go that way then, huh? Okay, well, we have hand grenades too. We have missiles too. Oh, we have nukes too, maybe. And it's going to get real ugly real fast. All because Trump believes the lies of his own advisors who say Iran is weak. Iran is not weak. You want to know who's weak right now? America's weak. America's got a weak currency, weak military, weak technology. America has, weak industrial base, weak manufacturing, weak resiliency. Where is America strong? Obesity. Yeah, okay. We're number one in obesity. Yeah. If only, obesity could conquer Iran, then, America would win. But that's not going to happen. So get ready for a really dangerous escalation. And get ready for America to be dragged in a war, which is exactly the way Netanyahu is playing Trump. And this is why I have repeatedly urged Trump to cut off all ties with Israel. Cut off the money, the foreign aid, because it's all slush fund money. cut off the weapons, cut off the diplomatic ties. The U.S. should cut off all trade with Israel. The U.S. should condemn Israel as a genocidal nation. And in fact, the U.S. should cease recognition of Israel as a nation because it behaves in a genocidal fashion that really forfeits its recognition as a nation. It's not a nation. It's a terrorist organization running around committing genocide. We shouldn't recognize Israel at all. And if we stop sending missiles and bombs and money, then all the genocide stops almost instantly. And that's what we should all wish to see happen. Stop the genocide and arrest Netanyahu. Hold new elections in Israel. Let the Israeli people have a new election to get rid of these lunatics at the top, although they may elect another lunatic, you know, given that they mostly support all the genocide. But we'll see. We'll see. In the meantime, I pray for peace. I pray for de-escalation, but that's not the way this is looking. So get prepared. Get prepared for rising oil prices. Get prepared for gold to skyrocket. Get prepared for food disruptions, international trade disruptions, all of it. Get prepared. Check out my website, rangerdeals.com, for a lot of special deals and discount codes on all kinds of preparedness items. And also check us out at healthrangerstore.com for additional preparedness items and lots of food supplies, superfood, storable food, and survival knives made in America by Dawson Knives, really high end, and so much more. You know, iodine, which is very important for helping to protect your thyroid. Check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And then also get prepared with backup comms with the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com. And get yourself a satellite phone, get yourself a solar generator. You know, get ready for disruptions because it looks like we're going to war. All right, take care. It's that time of the year again to grow your own food because, of course, there's nothing healthier and more nutritious than your own homegrown food. And we have partnered again with the Arc Seed Kit Company, and we carry their product line, which is just an extraordinary product line of heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds that have very high germination rates. We've got them on our website right now, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And you can get the all-in-one seed kit here, which has about 50,000 seeds. I think it's 70 different varieties. You can get the backyard seed kit, which is a smaller version of that. Or you can get 5 kits for the price of 4 and share with your neighbors, friends, or church, or community members with this prepper special, which they put together just for us. So ARC, A-R-K, stands for Agricultural Resource Kit. And if you can show a shot on my desk here, it shows you some of the seeds that are in the kit. And this comes in a 4-inch PVC, so it's rodent-proof, and it's sealed from oxygenation. And we're talking about high-protein varieties, as you can see there, and it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds, okay? We're talking about beans and corn. Some of the beans have, you know, a couple hundred seeds in there per pack. The packs are well-filled. Again, it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds. This is actually food that you can live on. High-protein varieties for different growing zones. There's a guide that's included with it. Different growing zones with instructions and a lot of know-how that goes into this. And even the seed selection itself, it takes years of experience to know the right combination that just helps a family survive and grow food relatively easily and efficiently. So that's what the ARC Seed Kit is all about. So again, check it out at healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And then also show on my desk here, show what it looks like. Yeah, you see there's the 4-inch tube that it comes in. That's for the all-in-one seed kit. Very rugged, durable. And then the backyard seed kit is in the gold pouch there that's more affordable and has a subset of those seeds. There's also the seed growing guide there that is available separately. But thank you for supporting us and for supporting the ARC Seed Kit Company, and also for supporting yourself in terms of your own self-reliance and your homesteading dreams, which can be coming true with more heirloom seeds. Remember, you can save the seeds generation after generation.
So they're not GMO, they're not hybrid. This is heirloom seeds for seed saving and even for storing as a future form of possible barter, like currency. Seeds can be currency. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. Thank you for supporting us.